Missed out on breakfast? Fret not. It's never too late to grab a bite.
All right. A lot of us have a long weekend to enjoy this week. And you know why? We're marking Good Friday and Easter Sunday. My kids and I will be marking the holiday with our first ever Easter egg hunt. Have you ever had one of those?
I believe I have when I was a kid.
Yeah.
But my memory's a bit foggy right now.
Okay. Well, I'm extremely excited because...
Hey, wait. Do you remember Kinder Bueno?
Yes.
They used to give you those Easter egg...
Uh-huh.
Easter egg have you shaped seen, chocolates.
Have you seen the prices of those nowadays?
No.
Oh my goodness. I tried
skyrocketing.
Oh, skyrocketing. But I'm extremely excited for this because I've had many Easter egg hunts as a kid.
Yep.
And this is my first as the parent. So I went and I bought all the plastic eggs and I'll be filling them with chocolate and treats. And then my sons have to find them around the house. Millions around the world will be doing the same. But I realized that I never knew how this tradition came about until my son asked me the other day, why is there a rabbit involved? Okay. Why are there eggs? Rabbits don't lay eggs. And what does chocolate have to do with all of this?
Kids always ask the right questions.
I had no
idea.
And leave
you stumped.
Exactly. Do you have any idea why?
No.
Yeah. So I'm going to tell you today. I find that many people don't know because I've asked so many parents. Let's start with the Easter bunny. How did the rabbit become a symbol of Easter? So the Easter bunny is kind of like Santa Claus, okay? So it will come every Easter Sunday and leave your kids some beautiful colored eggs, chocolates, and candy if they have been good. It's a great way to bribe the kids. So how
as
this,
a reward.
Yeah. So how this started is the fable of an egg-laying rabbit came from Germany, and it's been said that in the 1700s, German immigrants brought the tale to America where it really took off.
Okay.
Yeah, so there was this rabbit that laid eggs that went around houses.
The origin story is always so innocuous, right? You think it's going to be some like fantastical fairy tale, but it's simplistic and
yeah,
I love it.
I love it. Rabbits are also known to be prolific procreators, so they are an ancient symbol of fertility and new life.
Mm.
And why eggs? Pretty much same reason, ancient symbol of new life. Decorating eggs for Easter is a tradition that dates back to at least the 13th century. And one explanation for this custom is that eggs were actually formerly a forbidden food during Lent. So people would hard boil and then paint them and decorate them to mark the end of fasting and then eat them and gift them to people on Easter as a celebration.
Okay, fascinating.
Yeah. And how chocolates came to be the treat of choice. It happened during the Victorian era, apparently. And there was a significant rise in the popularity of gifting chocolate at Easter, and at the time it was seen as an extravagant and luxurious treat. It was expensive, so gifting chocolates became a sign of status. Maybe it's a sign of status now. It's so expensive.
Yeah.
So soon came the hollow chocolate eggs with toys inside, and that's what we see most today.
Yes, that's what I recall from Kinder Bueno.
Yeah.
They had those plastic toys inside.
Yes.
That's correct.
Yeah. And it's also the most popular Easter treat in most countries. And Easter is a huge day for spending. Huge. Billions and billions of dollars spent on the holiday and candy. Fun fact is that Easter is the second best-selling candy holiday in the U.S. after Halloween.
Really?
It beats Valentine's Day.
Amazing.
Yeah. Anyway, the largest Easter egg ever made unveiled just last year in Brazil in the town of Pomerode. You want to hazard a guess as to how big this Easter egg is?
Well, in terms of...
Like, is it...
What is my unit of measurement here?
Is it a size of a car, a size of you, like...
I would say it's the size of a motorbike.
It is the size of a 5-story building, Ahmad. It's
what?
Almost 17 meters tall.
Get out.
11 meters wide. It's bigger than 3 giraffes standing on top of each other, is what they have described.
Unreal.
Online. It's not edible, though, so it's made out of welded steel
and
resin.
Oh, steel and resin. Okay.
Yeah. It's beautifully decorated, though, and it's supposed to draw crowds in for its annual Easter festival.
Amazing.
Yeah. And last but not least, did you know that you can even track the Easter bunny?
I did not.
Yeah. So just like how you can find out where Santa is on Christmas Eve, is he in Singapore now? There's a service that lets you keep track as the Easter bunny delivers Easter baskets. So you just Google it or follow him on X. He's got an X account, of course. And he starts making the rounds on Saturday.
I will do so when I'm in Langkawi. We'll give it a go.
You should.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at audio.sg or download the audio app. That's AWEDIO. Audio at the App Store and Google Play.